Night Lights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to 1960s music from one of the soul jazz movement's most prominent keyboardists. It's Queen of the Organ, Shirley Scott, coming up on this edition of Night Lights. Shirley Scott on organ doing In the Kitchen, a hit from tenor saxophonist Eddie Lockjaw Davis's 1958 album Cookbook Volume 1 with George DeVivier on bass and Arthur Edgehill on drums. We'll be playing the recordings of organist Shirley Scott on this edition of Nightlights. Scott is neglected in most jazz histories, even those written by women about women in jazz, such as Sally Plaxton's American Women in Jazz and Linda Dahl's Stormy Weather. But from the late 1950s on, Scott was one of the most talented musicians in the genre of what came to be known as soul jazz, which often featured an organ and tenor saxophone combination. Scott, who came out of the sterling mid-20th century Philadelphia jazz scene, had been exposed to jazz early on. Her father ran a private club out of their basement, and musicians who dropped by to play included Red Garland and Philly Joe Jones. Scott later cited her older brother, who was an aspiring tenor sax player, as further inspiration for her jazz career. He wanted someone to play chords for him while he would rehearse, so he would show me chords to play on the piano when I would play for him, she said. But I got tired of just playing for him all the time. I wanted to take a solo too. So I guess that's how it all began. She had originally played piano and trumpet as a child and high school student, but she switched to organ in 1955 when a club owner offered her a job performing on one. She played with, among others, John Coltrane before teaming up with tenor saxophonist Eddie Lockjaw Davis to reel off a string of soul jazz albums for the Prestige label in the late 1950s. Soon Scott was leading her own trio dates, and in 1961 she joined musical and romantic forces with tenor saxophonist Stanley Turrentine. Throughout the 1960s they would record as husband and wife for Prestige, Blue Note, and Impulse, though early on they sometimes had to credit themselves under different names for contractual reasons. Scott was Little Miss Cott on their recording debut for Blue Note, and Turrentine appeared on one of her records as Stan Turner. Whatever her credited name, there was no mistaking the subtle power of her attack. A critic who saw her in her later years described her shifting stops and mixing tone colors for an arsenal of organ effects. And fellow organist Jimmy McGriff once said of her, "Shirley would come up and play with her trio, wowing the crowds wherever she went. See, Shirley had a rough sound, a man's sound, but at the same time she had a woman's touch. She'd take her shoes off and just tear it up." Shirley Scott and Stanley Turrentine on The Soul is Willing on Nightlights.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tenor saxophonist Stanley Turrentine and organist Shirley Scott doing their composition Majors Minor from Turrentine's 1963 Blue Note album Never Let Me Go, accompanied by Major Holly on bass, Al Harewood on drums, and Ray Barreto on congas. Before that, we heard Turrentine and Scott doing Turrentine's composition The Soul Is Willing from Shirley Scott's 1963 Prestige LP of the same name, accompanied again by Major Holly on bass and Grisella Oliphant on drums. Shirley Scott had already established quite a reputation for herself before she and Stanley Turrentine teamed up through her association with Eddie Lockjaw Davis and through her own numerous trio and group albums for Prestige. Scott's regular drummer during her early Prestige years was Arthur Edgehill. Though she often played her own bass lines live, she frequently used a bassist in the studio, and George DeVivier appears on a number of her sessions from this era. We'll hear a couple of standards now from Scott-led dates at the beginning of the 1960s, starting with Sweet Lorraine on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Is Shirley Scott doing Nancy with a Laughing Face from her 1961 LP Blue Seven, backed by Joe Newman on trumpet, Oliver Nelson on tenor sax, George Tucker on bass, and Roy Brooks on drums. Before that, we heard her doing Sweet Lorraine, backed by George DeVivier on bass and Arthur Edgehill on drums from the Shirley Scott Trio. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Queen of the Organ, Shirley Scott on Nightlights. Playing recordings by organist Shirley Scott on this edition of Nightlights. Scott was not the only female jazz organist working and recording in the 1960s. Others included Gloria Coleman and Trudy Pitts. It was Scott who stood out, though, and she came to be called the Queen of the Organ so frequently that Impulse even put out a live LP in the mid-1960s with that as the title. At the same time, she and Stanley Turrentine were raising a family. They had three daughters together, and the girls accompanied them on tour. We used to just take everybody on the road with us, which wasn't easy, but it was something that we could do during the the summertime, said Scott years later. We just bundled everybody up and we got in the car and we went to work. Here's Shirley Scott with husband Stanley Turrentine from Queen of the Organ doing Rapid Shave on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Tenor saxophonist Stanley Turrentine and organist Shirley Scott doing Dave Byrne's Rapid Shave from Queen of the Organ, recorded live in 1964 at the Front Room in Newark, New Jersey, accompanied there by Bob Cranshaw on bass and Otis Candy Finch on drums. Stanley Turrentine and Shirley Scott divorced in 1971, but they remained friends afterwards. Even though they'd frequently recorded together during the 1960s, they had still pursued separate projects during their time together. We'll hear one of Scott's Impulse trio dates now, as well as this big band collaboration for the same label with Oliver Nelson, Sophisticated Swing on Nightlights. Thank you. Shirley Scott doing I'm Getting Sentimental Over You from her 1964 LP Great Scott, backed by Bob Cranshaw on bass and Otis Finch on drums. Before that, we heard Scott doing Sophisticated Swing from her 1966 LP Roll'em with the big band led by Oliver Nelson. As organ combos declined in popularity during the 1970s, Shirley Scott's career went into a bit of an eclipse. She reemerged during the late 1980s, however, worked as an assistant professor of music at Cheney University in Philadelphia, and as a musical director for Bill Cosby's TV show You Bet Your Life, and she also began to play piano once again and recorded a number of new albums. Her late renaissance was cut short by heart damage she received from the diet drug FenPen. Scott won a lawsuit for $8 million against the manufacturers of the drug in 2000. She died of heart failure 2 years later at the age of 67. We'll close with a Shirley Scott composition from her 1974 Strata East album, One for Me, featuring tenor saxophonist Harold Vick. Scott said in the LP's liner notes that it was the first time she'd gotten to do what she wanted to do on an album date. Shirley Scott and What Makes Harold Sing on Nightlights. Thank you. Shirley Scott's What Makes Harold Sing from her 1974 Strata East album One For Me, with Shirley Scott on organ, Harold Vick on tenor sax, and Billy Higgins on drums. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.